Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Mayor Eric Adams is back in New York City after a trip to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, where he toured disaster sites in the wake of Hurricane Fiona. Speaking moments ago, the mayor said he was floored by what he saw.
We have so much abundance here. And if you don't believe we do, then you really need to go on the front line and see the makeshift housing that people are living through without electricity that gives way to a lack of running water.
Mayor Adams has pledged support to Puerto Rico. 11 city staffers will stay on the island to help residents fill out FEMA documents for relief and clean up their properties. With all of us focused on hurricanes, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has released a plan to build a series of 12 massive gates to fight off storm surge and seawalls from Lower Manhattan to the Rockaways. WCBS's Marla Diamond has more from Lower Manhattan.
The initial plan was halted by former President Trump in 2020, who called it a costly, foolish, and environmentally unfriendly idea that probably wouldn't work anyway, judging the mistakes the Army Corps made after Hurricane Katrina. It was quietly revived by the Biden administration last year. Construction won't begin until 2030. But Paul Gallet, the co-director of the Resilient Coastal Communities Project at the Columbia Climate School, says it's essential.
New York is not prepared for the era we're going through, but we can learn from mistakes that have been made elsewhere, do a better job with this plan, and future generations are going to judge us on how good a job we do.
The long-awaited storm surge relief plan consists of a dozen storm surge gates and coastal barriers along 41 miles of the New York City shoreline. In Lower Manhattan, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
A bill that passed both the New York State Assembly and Senate would help stop catalytic converter thefts. All that's missing is Governor Hochul's signature. WCBS's Sophia Hall reports.
Look anywhere on social media and you will see post after post about someone who caught on camera thieves stealing catalytic converters from cars in the middle of the night. Senator Anna Kaplan says the suspects get several hundred dollars from each one. The senator's legislation would require scrap dealers to keep a clear record of who brought in catalytic converters for money. And if someone comes in too often, investigators will be on their trail. Also, for new cars,
requiring the car dealers to give a tool to the car owners to have a serial number on these catalytic converters so that they can be easily tracked. They know where it left and where it ended up, and they can track this.
The bill passed both the Assembly and the Senate and is now on the governor's desk to be signed into law. On Long Island, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Work is underway on the 10th city that will house migrants from the southern border in a beach parking lot in the Bronx. But CBS2's Tim McNicholas reports the neighbors are nervous near Orchard Beach.
The city says adults will be able to stay at the center for up to 4 days before moving to other housing. The plan is sparking debate among people living nearby.
This is our social point in the winter.
Our concerns are safety, security, and health reasons.
Bill Stanton is president of the City Island Civic Association, which plans to meet Tuesday night with Councilmember Marjorie Velasquez to ask several questions.
Is New York doing the proper background screening, the vetting? Are they doing criminal background checks? And if they are, how so?
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson tells CBS2 that she's working with the mayor's office on finding help for the newest New Yorkers, but the parking lot has past flooding issues. She plans to visit the site today. A meeting is planned for tonight between concerned local citizens and Councilmember Velasquez, who represents the area. Let's get the weather forecast now with our meteorologist Isaac Longley, and at least in our part of the country, not too much drama in the weather department.
Yeah, fortunately for us in across the tri-state here, we're dealing with relatively tranquil weather compared to what we're seeing down in parts of Florida. But thankfully, for this afternoon, we're going to see sunshine mixed with some clouds. It'll be breezy yet pleasant out there, high 73. Then some patchy clouds tonight, breezy at times and quite cool, low 54. Tomorrow will turn brisk and a bit cooler with sunshine mixing with some clouds. A shower cannot be ruled out, high 69. And for Thursday, a cool day with sunshine and some clouds and a high of 67. Right now it's 61 in Newburgh and 71 in Lindenhurst. We're at 67 in Midtown and we'll be heading up to a high of 73.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.